True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so there's a list.
Oh, boy.
And I'm actually testing the boys on this.
Mm.
Boys, not men. It's the 8 to 10.
Just preemptive. Just like throw a shot in there.
I don't know. I'm just feeling spicy today.
If you feel that Erica's most recent comment was inappropriate, 303-222-5423. I can calmly say I feel like a man. And
okay, great.
I don't like your attitude.
Well, the good news is this list is tabled. The 8 table manner tabled.
This is going swimmingly.
The 8 table manners.
Okay.
That secretly gross men out.
Gross men out.
Gross men out. So think about you're on a date. I know, Slacker, it's been a long time. And a woman
you are
that
spicy.
Let me just say this. If Erica's more recent comment has gone too far, 303-222-5423.
Okay. So imagine.
Message and data rates apply.
Imagine you're out on a date.
I'm struggling with it. My feeble, old, lonely mind is struggling.
And if the person with you does this thing, if it grosses you out, the first one is ordering something loaded with garlic.
No, not for me.
Right. Married, it doesn't.
Well, and whatever I ordered has a lot of garlic in it too, probably. So
okay.
I don't want to be hypocritical.
I will say, I agree with that. But if we're on a if we're on like one of those early dates where we might be making out or whatever, she's definitely sending me a signal she doesn't want anything to do with it.
Or she really likes garlic and she has gum or mints in her purse.
Gum or mint is only going to make it taste
me
like
too.
Minty garlic.
I love a, you know, the garlic when it gets soft, that'd be called
roasted. Jesus, world-class chef over there.
Right. Number two is picking a fast food place for dinner. So you ask a girl out, you say, where would you like to go?
And you're really asking T-Hack that question.
Well, I actually am looking mostly at you, Slacker.
I know, because you know his answer. He's
his
like,
answer is,
not
grossed out at all.
Didn't he go on a first date to Pizza Hut and brought a coupon?
I did. Yep.
With your wife?
No.
No,
with a woman
else.
I didn't see much longer.
Right,
after
that. Right, okay.
I had a coupon. I tried to be sly about it, and then I think they brought it back, and we're like, this is expired, or so, it was something like
that. You may have done this on the show before, but can I flip the tables? I know we're supposed to be answering questions.
That's fine.
Is that really a problem for you to bring a coupon? What? Why would that be? Like, yeah.
I wouldn't.
Why?
Well, we went to like a super discounted sushi happy hour thing on the first night, and I didn't mind that. Our first date was the cheapest date we've ever had to this day.
I'm just saying, like, it shows he's money minded. I don't know. And I've also heard how you don't pay with a gift card. It's like that gift card is cash.
Yeah.
Like
you were also must have been in college when that happened, right?
Yeah, I was.
That's different. In college, you use as many coupons as you want. We're all poor.
But who? Okay. I'm sorry. What was the question? Fast food place.
If she's like, hey, let's go to
Wendy's.
Yeah.
I'm relieved. I'm proposing.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I'm a hard. Oh my God. What? Really? It's like garlic. You're saying all you needed was sustenance. Like, you don't, you're not here for the.
It works perfect. I have gift cards. It's perfect. Like, it's already aligned.
That is so true. I get my free Frosty.
I do. On my keychain.
Taking pictures of your food.
Ugh.
Okay, we know how you feel about that.
I mean, are you being serious right now?
That is number six on the list.
If we're on a date and you're using this as a grammable moment, you're not present.
Correct. It's kind of all going back to the garlic and the fast food.
Yeah, you're like, you're not here for me. You're here for something else.
Is the picture of the fast food? Or are we at a nice restaurant for this?
Remember when I said boys?
Okay. You perfect. Are such a child, dude.
I don't hate it because it kind of shows that she's not embarrassed to be out with you. Like she's
you're not in the picture.
Yeah.
It's just the food.
But I like the idea of doing something that she would consider to be a flex. You know? Like
that's
kind of reassuring to me. Like, okay, this is going well because she's sharing this. Is that wrong?
No, I get what you're saying.
I wouldn't want to do that, especially on a first date, because I don't want you to think that like I'm using you for content.
Yeah.
That's exactly, I don't want you to be thinking about content.
Like, you are paying for my dinner so I can post on Instagram. I don't like that.
And what? Who said I'm paying?
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Answering phone calls. That one's tricky to me. Would that gross you out?
It's not, if is this a first date specifically? There's always a fake call that comes in on a first date, especially that I've been on.
Okay.
The friend call.
If you say always,
the call comes in.
Always gotta go right after.
Oh. No, they don't leave. They just take the call and it's a friend going, hey, it's
everything. She lays the code word down.
Right. And then they go, no, everything's fine. And then hang up and then they stay. So I'm not a weirdo, but that is a thing, or at least it was a thing when
I was
dating.
I'll tell you what, never once have I had a friend call on a date.
Never once?
No.
What?
Text to check in, but yeah. No calls.
Oh.
Well, it's because they know you're just so desperate for attention that they're going to let you have whatever. Right. Look, you fired two shots at me at the front
spice,
of this thing.
I'm going to take the spice.
I will say, because of my, like, I would be dating, if I were dating, I'd be probably dating single moms right now.
So they got to take the calls with the kids.
100%. I can't be mad. Like, I don't get to demand full on presence on a date because you might need to make contact with your kids. But if you're gramming, no.
You might grabbing need the to
phone,
too.
Make, correct.
With your, so it's kind of a...
I've actually been on a date. I was going to ask you in the same vein. Like, I was on a date a long time ago, but like... And I needed to get my kids food. I was door dashing food to my kids. So I did that while I was sitting there.
Didn't end well.
She was like, are you going to, and I'm like, listen, if you're, it, you don't want it to become this, but it's like, if you're genuinely asking me to choose between you and my kids, then this is going to be a real easy decision for me.
Yeah,
like we can just, you can go.
You guys pretty much answered the next two, texting at the table, posting to social media mid meal. But what about
strike?
Chewing with your mouth open. So your date's like, yeah, and then I had a really good time tonight.
I I don't have that out. Thing. I don't have the thing. Do you have the thing? Whatever that thing is, what do you call that thing? Homonymophobia. There's a thing. There's a, some sort of phobia where, like, our old midday girl had it, where, like,
what?
She couldn't be in a room with somebody, like, eating soup or drinking a milkshake. Any food sounds sent her into, like, it's there's wow. there's a thing. It's called something. It's like omnomophobia. Like, you can't handle food sounds. I can handle it, but if you are such a heathen, here's the thing. I don't know how to tell. Like, I don't think she's a good. The girl you're talking about, she's not a good kisser. Like, I'm always thinking
me.
No, the what you the girl not you, but
I
you.
I was like, what's
I
so
believe
mean?
It's but you, misophonia.
That's it.
Oh, the girl who's.
Who's like
chewing with her mouth open? She's is like not a good like, kisser.
No. Do you think she's a good kisser? Like,
Probably not. No. And I don't have that thing, but I have. I don't know if this is similar. I have. I'm so self-conscious about something being on my face, especially while we're eating, that I'm like a wipe in between every bite, especially on a date.
Oh, that's a lot.
And if somebody has something on their face, it makes me very uncomfortable.
I get
like
that.
Food. Like I just I. So it's adjacent to that.
Well,
that
the
I
drag is with
like
a beard.
That.
Like, we can't always feel when something's on there. Like, if you don't wipe every other... And the worst thing in the world is if your date is like you get 2 bites in and they're like... You,
I hate it.
And you're like, oh, well, I'm never... This is going nowhere.
I'm going to tell you, though. I'm not going to let you sit there
no,
without
I
it.
I want you to tell me, but okay. I know I've already ruined my chances.
No, you haven't.
Because I just
no.
sat here with
you
a blob
have a beard
of
and
like,
you're eating.
My
that's
fiance
fine.
Gets beer on his mustache all the time.
Yeah, but again, you're just so desperate. For. You did two, I did two. That's fair.
That's the same one.
That's
you
the
still
same
get another
one.
One.
I just used it twice.
You suck.
Oh, is there one more?
There is one more. It's ordering for your date. So if the girl's
wait,
like,
the girl
he's
orders
gonna
for
have,
me?
He's going to have the truffle deviled eggs.
Perhaps
and
a salad?
Ooh. Yeah.
Perhaps not.
Are you
yeah,
calling
no, don't
me
do
fat?
That. No, no, it's from Y-Chick.
Sound.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.